Steve and Jill here.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from gorgeous, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about a run to the bank, notary close, and then going to get title insurance afterward, after the property's in your name.
This sounds so weird, but you can do this.
And it's not.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's not complicated.
Right.
It's just a step-by-step process, and it accomplishes one of the most important things in a real estate transaction that you could ever hope for, which is speed.
Yep. That's just like getting it done.
Time kills deals.
Yes, and it does.
Sometimes you have to be especially with certain personality types. Certain personality types, meaning sellers, really need to get things done quickly. They need money, and there's a lot of different reasons. But it's such a good property. It needs title insurance.
So right.
This is a little product that Jill and I together devised. I'm not afraid to say it, over a pretty nice bottle of wine.
Thanks.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
You know, about that bottle of wine, by the way, does this pause? Is it? I'm not so into wine anymore, but you know what? I'm developing a good taste for this tequila.
Oh my gosh, Jill.
I'm not kidding.
You're like...
You're
my dream girl.
Oh, really? But I've been learning. We have a new neighbor who has a strong affection for good tequila. And I thought all tequila was bad because we all have bad experiences and bad hangovers and bad party situations and doing stupid shots of tequila. Well, I didn't know until recently you don't have to drink all tequila that way. I didn't know you could put nice ice in a nice glass, pour tequila in there, and just enjoy it and sip it.
Yeah.
And I like the caramely ones. I'm here to tell you I'm not a smoky tequila one. I'm learning that too. So it's how funny am I? I like that. This is my version of being. I'm like, I can't be a wine snob, but I can like tequila.
Here's the new name of this show.
Uh-oh.
Jill goes to a tequila tasting.
That's right. That is the new name of the show.
Gets carried home.
Thank you.
Steve carries her home.
Yeah, that was good. Okay. All right. So back to the question. Rob wrote, I purchased a parcel in the Joshua Tree area last year. The previous owner had purchased a parcel from a tax deed sale. I sold the parcel for double what I bought it for a short while later.
We do this all the time, exactly this situation.
Yep. A few months later, after the sale, the person who bought the parcel from me asked if he could have the previous owner sign a notarized affidavit so that he can get title insurance. The question is, do I need to do this? I would prefer not to bother with the previous owner, but I would if you all agree I should. And that looks like some of our members. I know we're going to have our own opinion here in a second, mm-hmm. but
Kevin nails it here.
Kevin,
our moderator.
Moderator already wrote in and gave him a really good answer. Kevin wrote, Rob, this happens sometimes when the property that we self-close is resold. The title company can request the affidavit, and I let them handle it. I think it looks more official, et cetera, when it comes straight from the title company. I agree. I would avoid doing their legwork for them. There's another good reason. Provide them the contact information and let them do the rest. Good luck on this. And that's perfect. That's exactly right.
So
that's how we do it.
Somebody buys a property at a tax sale. They sell it to you. Good for them. Mark it up a little bit. You resell it for twice what you paid. Good for you. The person you sell it to, even better, sell it to somebody else for probably retail value, and that person expects title insurance, which I understand. The title agent, if they're good, is going to send you a tiny little packet. It probably requires 2, maybe 3 signatures that just says, essentially, if you really read it, because we get these probably once a month. We've been on, you can imagine, on almost 16,000 properties, we get stuff from 2004.
Right.
And if you really read the fine print, and I have, what it says is you are signing this affidavit agreeing that you own the property and that you own this company that owns the property during this time. So I'm not a big sign without reading person at all. I read everything, and that is well within my risk threshold to sign. Mm-hmm.
Just, I promise I owned it from this day to this date, and that's me. Done.
As you'll see in a second, this question is very tied to this topic. Mm-hmm. Today's topic, run to the bank, notary close, and then get title insurance afterward. This is the meat of the show. Jill got a big smile on her face when I read her this title and what I really thought it meant. So we have a deal like this going on right now. You want to fill us in?
Sure. So basically, long story short, have a seller come to me, and she needs the cash. And I looked up the property, and we agreed on the price, and everything's good to go. So I'm doing my due diligence, and bless her heart, I found out she owns two properties. She didn't even know. So I, and again, she needs the cash. So normal circumstance, she's in a hurry. Her husband passed on, I'll tell you right now, and she's actually ill herself. And I really want to help her out. And that's why she's reaching out, because of the service we're providing. And I will follow through, and I will pay her cash, and I'll get it to her quickly because she really needs it. So I looked at the property, did all my homework. It was like several calls with the county too, just to confirm. I need to make sure, because on the deed, I'll get into deed. Well, let me give you the big picture, then I'll get into the details. So anyway, she needs to close. I found the other property. I called her, let her know that I'm happy to buy both. I'll double the price, because that's who I am. And she's like, bless you, child, kind of thing. That's really kind of it. And because she's really elderly. And I said, all right, we're going to do it on Friday. And so by time it airs, it's like today. And we're going to get it done right away, pay her the cash. Now, behind the scenes, what's really going on is I want title insurance, because these are really good properties that I would normally want to run them through escrow and spend the time and get title insurance. And so when I go to sell them, I'm good to go. But you know what? I made a commitment to her, and she really needs the money. So I'm following through with what I'm doing, and it's taking a little more time, a little more work, and it's going to cost me more in the end. But I'm following through again with my commitment to her and making it easy. So we're doing our own self-close on these properties. Then I'm going to go, once it's all done, I'll go back and open up an official title escrow and get a policy issued on both properties.
And so what will end up probably happening is that when we seek this title policy out, the affidavit that we were talking about earlier in the question, that will get sent to our seller. Mm-hmm. And she'll sign it.
Sign one more time.
And because Jill's being so nice about this, you know, you have a choice when you get these affidavits. You can put them in the shredder. You can just, I sold the property. This is what we were talking about yesterday. There's crooks all around you. You don't have to, you can choose to be not a stand-up guy and shove that stuff in the shredder. You already made your money. You doubled your money on a piece of property. That's extraordinary. And you only put yourself at slightly more risk by signing this thing. So everything that you would ever really truly be taught in, Wall Street business school is you have nothing to gain to sign this document except doing the right thing and being a good stand-up person. And so she will sign this because Jill's established her trust to the point where Jill's asked her to do it and she got a cashier's check.
Right. What's interesting is that people don't realize that you can do it this way. And this is one of the reasons that you would, you want to, maybe it's, like a run of the bank situation too. Like she needs her money more than I need to acquire the property. She's not going anywhere. There are some special circumstances. I had to figure out some of the title issues.
Yeah.
And make some extra calls. There's some special things that I've got to do that I know how to do. So it's not a problem for us to do it this way. But a lot of people, they might like go, holy cow, get these calls now and then. I need to go buy this property right now before this guy changes his mind.
Yeah.
And that would be a reason that you do this too. It's a property that you do all your own due diligence. You feel really good about the ownership. You don't think there's anything unusual going on. You can verify it all. So you might really quickly do your own self-close and then go back. That's what a lot of people do, and then get title insurance later on. Because the thing about the title insurance is these two particular properties, they are set up to be built on someday. Do I think that my buyer is going to be that kind of a person right out of the gate? I do not. Most of my buyers, we still do primarily wholesale. So most of my buyers are not the end user. I price them that way. I want them to make even more money. It's great. But it will make the property more valuable when I'm all done, when I put it out there for sale, it has title insurance.
Yeah.
That's the reason
way,
why.
Oh, way, way, way more valuable. Right. Probably twice as valuable.
Right.
I would say close to that.
Exactly. So I'm buying these two properties. I'll tell you my numbers right now. I'm buying them each, total for $4,000. So I will probably sell them for probably $10,000 to $12,000 each. Eight?
No, I think one property in particular is worth $80,000 wholesale.
Well, my 10 to 12 is pretty good then.
No, it's 80,000 wholesale.
Oh, I don't know about that. Okay. Okay. I didn't look back. If you think so, I get it.
Yeah. All right. I'll support that if you'd like.
Okay.
Anyway. I have to ask you, how did you come up with that number?
My offer price?
No. I came up with the offer price number.
Well, I backed it into the way you usually price things.
Yeah. I just jumping up and down when these came in.
Okay. I was just jumping up and down to sell them for, I knew 10 to 12 easy, because I know the area.
10 to 12 each?
Yes.
All right, so.
We'll talk.
I mean, I think you could.
Excuse me while we have a business discussion.
We could wholesale these out to our existing group, I think, and net 30 to 40,000. And feel great about the fact that they're easily worth 80, probably wholesale on top of that. And I would walk away happy.
Okay, you know what? This should be a show.
It is a show.
I'm just saying. Here's what we should do another time for a show. You and I should both sit down together and look at a property and talk about it, about what we think we were going to do with it, what we're going to sell it for, why, justify it, look at our numbers. That's a show.
I'm taking notes right now.
I think that would be
fun. Once these are purchased, we should do it in this venue.
That would be good.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Anyway, join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That we could do that.
Every time a mailer goes out, that's a regular mailer for this, for what we do for this type of product, which was a regular mailer for this. I expect a tremendous amount of anger and hate. And then I expect someone who says, you know what? I got to close this deal today. And a couple people, not one, but maybe 3 to 5 people that say, that are in this situation where they're like, yeah, your time is perfect. I just want to get out of this thing. Just let me know.
Yeah.
And then there's a few negotiation deals. Mm-hmm. It's really consistent. And this mailer's been, we hit our numbers perfectly.
Yep.
Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy. Wherever you're watching or wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.